ready to hump them.
No, it looked like the beans was dry, and the fodder looked like silage coming out of the back of the combine.
Did you have green hearts?
No.
Well, that's what I got.
Alright, all stand safe, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Teresa isn't here, but only thing she wanted was just this letter.
Yes.
And she said, you wanted to read it?
She wanted you to share it.
Teresa sent a letter that says, "Dear Council and Commission and Council Members, I would like to make a suggestion. When someone comes before you regarding wanting to do something or change a process they do, would you please ask them if it would affect all the other offices? If it does, would you please table the discussion and tell them we need to bring it up into the other offices or offices to be discussed? Numerous things have happened to us in the past that would have been nice if we were informed ahead of time. To me, it would make a common courtesy if everyone would do that. Thank you, Teresa Byron." So there have been some instances and stuff that's been brought up, and they said everyone was okay with it. And when they talked to the office, none of the office knew what was even going on. Never heard of it. So I guess from on now, anything that happened, we'll table it until we make sure everybody's on the same page.
But that, I mean, that even comes back to where we discussed, I think, our previous joint meeting of putting together a formal request form. That way,
that ain't what this was about.
Well,
this is where stuff was said to be done by one person, and they said every office was on board with it, and when they started checking it, none of the offices had even been asked. So that's what she's talking about here. There's some things that was supposedly went on or was going to go on, and when the other offices was asked, well, you guys was okay with this, and they said, what are you talking about? We don't know. So they're going to have to make sure everybody's on board before they do stuff, don't you think? Yeah. Well, that's the letter from Teresa. The next one we had Holly. She had some transfers, and then she had a conference request. Do you know what her transfer was?
Do you not have it?
Okay, transfer request, transfers of funds from equipment. Equipment, office fixtures, postage, and what's that?
Travel.
And she wants to move to part-time help, I suppose, because she lost the one girl and then with Cindy.
This is a transfer and stuff. Doesn't that come in front of the council?
Yeah, but they ask us before they come to you.
So you're having your meeting? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I'm really confused about our joint. About our joint meeting.
Okay. It's just a transfer of funds.
So the part-time help, is that an existing part-time, or is she hiring new part-time?
I think it's for, see, the one girl in the office she let go. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No.
Yeah, she let one of the office girls go, and then Cindy Hickle is getting operated on.
Okay.
So I suppose, you know, if she gets some part-time help, or she's got some part-time in there, so they may have to work more hours. There's probably not enough money in there, but the way I understand it. But she's wanting to transfer out of her equipment, $1,000, out of furniture and fixture, $1,000, postage, $1,500, and travel, $3,000. And if she wants to transfer that, $6,500, that comes $6,500 into part-time help. I guess I'll make a motion to grant her request. I'll second. Got a motion, second, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And that's all we have.
So you advertise that transfer, right, then it comes to us?
I don't advertise transfers.
I don't know.
I only advertise additionals. So you do have a couple additionals there that the commissioners haven't seen, so I don't know, are they supposed to come before you do?
If they're additionals.
I'm sorry, I didn't put myself on for the transfer.
You're asking for additional?
I don't know yet.
It depends. You're on the council, I put you on the council.
Right, but I didn't know about.
Right.
Going to the commissioners first and then.
Well, the commission is supposed to approve it and the council is the one that's supposed to allow you your expenditures. We can tell you can have the money, but they might say no.
Yeah.
She did show up.
So I don't know, maybe Mike wants to cover all those transfers and additions because I don't know.
Yeah, we can't till 7:00.
We are meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, there was the 7:00, I'll get folded.
Because Holly's on our agenda too.
She might be here then.
I think that there's nothing else for the two of you to discuss. Do I have anything else on there? Do you have anything on the oaths?
No, is there any public comment before we adjourn?
I got something. I know in the past, our last meeting, we had talked about cell phones. Where's that stand? Is that up getting taken care of or?
You mean moving back to Verizon here?
Yeah.
George, I don't know if you know, George Cook had a heart attack.
I want to know that.
I haven't talked to him since.
Well, did you hear about the cell phone? Somebody goes out and just orders one that costs $600 or $450. $700. Yeah, that's good. Good.
$600.
It was $700, and it's like they just go and haphazardly buy what they want. You know?
My fault.
And we have like.
Well, I think if they're going to do that, then you should come before commissioners and ask about buying that stuff.
Well, I think the IT guy probably knows to where to find cell phones at or can do the plan. I mean, to me, I mean, if you.
It was $419 and he was eligible for a free upgrade. If somebody would have been monitoring this.
I mean, then we get. I think this is the paper on his papers. These are these orders?
No, that's it.
Well, anyway, they have these that, like, some people use, I don't know, you know, we get, me and my kids, we get 10 gigabytes, but here's somebody that used 13, here's somebody that used 10, you know, then other people use, you know, hardly any. I mean, I don't know if people are using their Wi-Fi at home, you know, making hotspots or what, but that just seems like a lot to me, but. I mean, we share 10, and my daughter can burn it up. But I don't know. We just got those papers out of you here. There's a YouTube on that. I don't know who's here. I think it wasn't. Mm-hmm. They showed us these.
Wait a minute. I've got Larry Brady still on there yet.
Well, I think that phone is being. Was that? Do you know where the phones are? Were those phones transferred to? Gary Kenny, or do we know?
I have no idea.
We're still working on that.
Okay, because there's one for $42. You missed that one on your sheet. $42.99.
I seen Larry's on there. I just figured he got, you know, like a severance package or something. Here's the county.
I think he turned his phone in.
I'm sure.
But we're still getting billed for it.
I don't know. Did they give it to somebody?
Somebody else. I'll say.
It's just not.
I know there was one other.
Okay, the list on who hasn't been up.
That's where I was going. That I know we had talked about.
Well, I think somebody, if they're going to buy a new phone
for all the phones,
they need to come before the council or commissioners and ask. What? I don't think they need to just.
That's the way it used to be. I know when me and Mike were together, Mike was at that time he was president and had to come. Anybody wanted to change anything with their plan or get a phone or whatever, they had to get a hold of.
But George always did good.
Well,
they would like say, oh, I don't know, say you wanted a phone, they'd say, oh, so-and-so has a phone that, you know, they're never going to get a new phone. Well, say the surveyor's office, they never seem like they ever cared about a phone. You know, they was eligible, so they would, like, swap them out. But I don't know if it's the same way now. You know, I don't know. Well, we only free phones at our house because we have to pay for them.
Right, so phones are so much. Now they charge you for the phone. Used to, they gave you what you called a free upgrade. It's built into your.
Now you pay for 24 months at
and then you pay it.
I don't know if the county does it. I don't.
But, I mean, you know, and I don't know how the government run one does, but I mean, that was the one thing that I was involved pretty heavily. I mean, you remember that when we, you know, they were talking about leaving them. We went to. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, one place is better than another, but we went to the company local and said, hey, we got to manage this plan, and they managed the plan. I mean, we didn't, and we got quarterly updates on what information and who had what was going on, and I think it, now I don't know who gets what. I don't know if you see them or where they go to, or we have no control over this.
They're not closely supervised, and honestly, I think my opinion, they do, before anything is changed, I think they need to come to the commissioners, and they also need to meet with the IT person, so that we've got at least two sets that are working closely with that, because that's ridiculous.
Matt, I'll get you a copy of this. Terry Young's still on here, too. We need to find out where that phone went to. I mean, his was only $14.99, but still.
But I don't know that, like, are we using that phone? Are we going to transfer that thing?
You're just going to shut it off.
So we're going to shut it off. Okay.
Did you get Mike set up on that iPad?
I got the iPad so you can turn the computer off.
She brought me on a bunch of stuff. I just talked to her a week ago. Bud's doing a lot better. He can talk a lot better, but he can't walk. About 20 steps and he's done. He's still in assisted living in or nursing home down there at Greencastle.
At least he can walk.
Yeah. That's better than what it was when we was down there.
He right. I'll tell you what, he called me Friday.
Did he?
And that was the best that man talked since before he got sick in February. We carried on a good conversation.
That's what Christy told
me. And he had energy, you could hear him. He wasn't mumbling. He was very, very clear talking. Good.
Any other public comment before we... you said he was up for free...
Well, somebody had told me that he spent money and he was eligible for free if they would have just looked into it. That's where I feel somebody needs to monitor this other than just everybody doing their own thing with their phones. And who knows, there may be some inactives that we're paying for, you know, that's sitting in a drawer somewhere or something.
Well, that's why we need to find out where the rest of your answer. So, Matt, if you could check that out, see if you know if they've been dispersed to somebody else or...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I would surely think. I mean, apparently it looks like you're going to be in charge of phones now. So,
well, I don't think you need to find out.
No, but I would think that they would be able to, you know, send you a report or something or other of, you know, of what goes on. Like I said, you know, we got reports and with suggestions of how we could manipulate the plan to make it better and work for the people and for ourselves. And, you know, cut costs and stuff, and it seems like, you know, they should have something that they're bringing back.
Poker.
Yeah.
Linda, are you expecting somebody to go down? You've got your...
Oh, no, I rushed over here, sorry, and I'm still trying to answer stuff from her. Okay.
I'm going to aggravate you, though.
Maybe myself.
Yeah. There's no other public comment.
Watch the energy control. I'll make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I'll second that motion, all signify by saying aye. Aye, motion carried.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion second, all favor, signify by saying aye, adjourn.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried, adjourn. You're good. Now it's late 35 minutes.
Now we do all this again.
I'm going to think of some bad jokes, Jay Bell.
See, Kenny, it's too bad you can't text, you could have told me not to rush.
Sorry, I'm pretty, you know. I could have come out, if I wouldn't have been 10 feet, I'd have come out this afternoon, I talked with you in there, I'd have walked by.
Actually, it was in ER published, because I get that slight.
Was she there all night last night? I wonder how she, I ain't talked to Seth today, how she got home.